Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, games, education discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And if you have not heard from us in a couple of weeks, that's because we have been absent traveling. I actually went on vacation to Virginia, and I did not want to leave, Josh. The weather was a little bit rainy, but we ended up getting some good days in there, and we had a blast. Lots
awesome.
Of geek stuff. Yes, I enjoy learning and traveling. So we are back. And we are here tonight to discuss some technology and music.
Yes, we are. And I don't know about you, Kat, but for me, music is kind of like, it's one of my favorite subjects. And it's one of those things that kind of just, it can set or change my mood at any point in time. Or listening to a song, you know, it brings me back to a point in time that, you know, things were awesome or, you know, or I had a good time or really kind of, it's one of my favorite subjects.
I was going to say, is it kind of like a woman? She kind of sets your mood.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. Yep.
You can either, you know, you're either in a good mood or a bad mood, and then it can just change you instantly. But I have to agree with you, Josh. It's one of mine as well. In fact, music is everywhere today. And nowadays, mobile devices let you lay down a virtual soundtrack for your life. You can listen to your collection of tunes, stream music, listen and learn what your friends are into, and then share your music as well. I like doing that like on Facebook. I enjoy sharing some of the music that I listen to. And then I like to get the response of some of my friends who are like, ew, you like that? Or, hey, I like that as well. But hundreds of music apps compete with each other, and almost all of them have mobile versions. So what music apps are all about you, and can I download music from my computer to my mobile devices and listen to it? Well, we're here to answer all those questions. Well, at least some of them, because we are unlimited amount of time. But apps help you manage your songs, and they can take your current collection of iTunes and let you arrange them into playlists, tag them, rearrange them, and add new ones right from your smartphone or tablet. And tonight, we are going to discuss those music apps, tech, and some sweet, sweet beats to go along with it.
So in case some of you have been in a I guess maybe hole in the ground or camping, I guess you could say that too. Apple released their Beats 1. It was on, I think June 30th. It could be the 29th and 30th. I don't quite remember which one. It's only a day apart. And if you're mad at me for not remembering, I guess you can be mad at me. But if you haven't checked it out and you have an iOS device, I highly recommend it. If you are a music fanatic, or if you just like catching stuff that you don't normally hear or is not around your area, it's a very awesome channel. What it is Beats One is their 24-hour radio station. So they actually have DJs, 24 hours from all around the world. This is worldwide. They are proud of that fact. They announce it all the time. And they have a DJ in L.A., they have a DJ in New York, and they have a DJ in London. Zane Lowe is the one from L.A., and he was, I believe, a hip-hop artist at one point in time, I think is what I heard. And then you have Ebro Darden. He is in New York. and Julie Adenuga, and she is London. And honestly, I've been listening to this. I actually listen to it all the time in my car now. I listen to it at work. I'm listening to it pretty much nonstop. We had a 4th of July party, and I put it on, and that's what we listen to all day. And these are all DJs, and they have a bunch of DJs in between them. I think Elton John had a Rocket Hour where he DJed. And they have all this, it's just like really cool, unique music. Julie Adenuga is the one that I listen to, seems to be when I'm listening, she's the one that's always on. She's in London. She's playing a lot of London tracks. They're playing a lot of music that I have never heard. That was one of the complaints, I guess, on the 4th of July party, was that my wife said, you know, well, I've never heard half this music. And if you like listening to the same old that you are used to, well, then you know, may not like it. But you can always switch to their Apple Music, which is or Apple Radio, which is basically, it's like songs Spotify or Pandora, where you have a music station and it plays, you know, all that type of music. And you can pick some of those and play those. But the Beats 1 is tons of different music. It's all sorts of genres. And you get to really hear music worldwide. And it's very cool to listen to. Have you had a chance to check it out yet, Kat?
No, I haven't. But I'll tell you what, it is definitely something that I would jump right onto. I did not know about this. And forgive me, because I'm not really an Apple fanatic, so I don't have, you know, an iPod or an I have an iPad, but you know, my phone is not an iPhone or anything, so this wasn't something that I would have checked out. But it's definitely something I would download on my iPad, because I use that like when I'm in the shower or something, and I'm or taking a bath or something like that, or I use my iPad for my music. So now that I know about this, this is great. I mean, if there's so many options, you can, from looking at this, you can pretty much build your own station and put the music that you like on this. And that's what I like about this, because, you know, you get to some of those stations, say like on Pandora or even, you get to those stations and you have to kind of, I don't really like this song, but I'll deal with it until the next one and so forth. I know some of them you can yay or nay, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down and so forth, but this is, you can skip right over. You can just skip over the music and go on to the next one. And you're right, Josh. I like the idea that some of the sounds and the music that you listen to aren't typical sounds that you hear on the radio all the time. I mean, I hate being in the car, And then just be like, oh, this song is on again? You know?
Yeah, and that's what happens with, you know, local stations have, you know, nothing knocking to local stations, because I have a few around here that I like. But it is a lot of the same music, the same local music, and it's either going to be new artists and the few new artists, or it's going to be a lot of the oldies, and it's just the same thing over and over. And nothing about, you know, bad about that. I mean, one of my favorite all-time bands is Led Zeppelin, so you know, you can hear that all the time. But the variety of this type of music, and it's just the whole gambit of, and it's, you know, independent artists. Now, they're all artists that have their music on Apple, which in today's day and age, honestly, is about everybody. But it's all of these quote-unquote independent artists, or somebody who's not with a major label, who still is able to publish their music to Apple for, you know, a nominal fee and still retain their originality. And it's just, it's really cool. The radio, like I said, is live. You can like songs from the radio. You can buy the songs then from Apple. They have what's called Connect, and it's like a Facebook page, sort of, for musicians and you. And the musicians, if you follow a musician or you connect with them and you follow them, you'll a lot of times get never before heard tracks or music videos or just a day in the life of that musician. So it's a very cool addition. I'm super stoked about it. I've been listening to it. I ran the gambit of Pandora, Spotify, songs that was as my go-to. And it's just, this is kind of taking the cake for and most of them. And I listen to this pretty much nonstop now.
You know, and I really like the idea of the Kinect, because it's so easy for nowadays these famous music artists to get wrapped up in the fame and the fortune and forget about their fans. And you see it all the time on these music award ceremonies and so forth, where they get up there and they thank their fans, but they don't really even know who their fans are. It's nice to have this where you can connect with the artist and feel like you are a part of their life. And feel that you actually matter as a fan, that you're supporting them and they're supporting you back in return. And so I really like that it opens up a whole new avenue of, social media networking for the fans and the artists. And I think that's a really great way for artists to connect with their fans and be able to get their art out there. And in so many different genres of music, from indie rock, classic, folk, things like that, funk, whatever you listen to, that I can't choose a specific station. I really can't. There's so many different music that I like, and there may be one that I like an album and only one song on that album that I like. And there may be something else that where I like the entire album. So being able to choose, pick and choose your tracks and skip things that you don't like and so forth, that's just the way it is these days. I like this.
Now you can get Beats 1 in Apple Music by updating your iOS device to the newest operating system, which is like 8.1 or some 8.2 or 8.3, I don't know. But if you also update iTunes, then you also get the radio, Beats 1 radio, and the Apple Music. So even if you don't have an iOS device, Kat, you can update iTunes. And I'm sure you have iTunes on a PC somewhere.
Oh, I do. Yes, definitely. And like I said, I do use my iPad. I use that to listen to music and so forth. And, obviously I prefer to listen to my music at home on my iPad than anything else. Now, what I'm wondering is, obviously you have to have an internet connection for this.
Yeah.
How well do you think, and I want to clarify this for our listeners who are kind of new to streaming music, who, a lot of listeners like to, a lot of people like to download their music and then go about their day and listen to it from what they've downloaded. Now, you have limited space. So if you've got thousands and thousands of music, then, it's going to take up a lot of space unless you want to download it. And then you have to worry about your space. But streaming music is basically like the radio, like Josh had explained. It's like the radio and you stream your music. But you do have to have an internet connection for it. And so if you're traveling and you get kind of, sometimes you get, depending on your connection, you may get cut off or anything. But don't worry, because think of it this way. Radio stations are the same way. You have to change your radio station when you, go travel from state to state. And then you have to sit there and while you're driving, trying to figure out which station to go to, and you're, scanning and scanning and scanning. Well, at least with this, you can just keep it on Beats, and it'll come, once your connection comes back, it'll reconnect and you're fine. So I would prefer doing this over trying to scan my radio station as I travel.
Oh, like I said, in my car now, in the morning I have a talk show here and that I listen to every morning. But after that, I'm on beats one, and I'm listening to that nonstop. I'm sure my data plan's probably going to I actually only live 5 minutes from work, so my data plan shouldn't be that bad. But it's on it constantly.
Right.
So,
and that's a good point, Josh, to bring up, is the data plan. It's that if you are streaming, it does use up data. So, you know, just make sure that if you're going to be streaming for a long amounts of time that you have unlimited data, or you have a plan that, you know, that allows you to stream data for an unlimited amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so at this new Apple Music, you can get, with just signing in with your Apple ID, so just for free, you can get the artist feed on Kinect, so you can listen to them, you can follow artists. You can listen to Beats One Radio. You can listen to the music stations, and you can comment and play content from Kinect. Now, there is an Apple Music membership. It's $9.99 for a single membership, and then it's $14.99 a month for a family, to do the family plan, so you can have five different people. And with that music plan, you can save content from Kinect. You can enjoy, let's see, unlimited listening from the Apple Music Library. So basically anything from Apple Music Library you can listen to. You don't have to buy it. You can add Apple Music content to your library and then save it for offline listening, and you can get music recommendations. So for the price of a CD really nowadays, you can download any music that you want. Now, I can't see whether I would have think you'd get to keep it, but probably not.
Right.
If you stop. Okay. But I would have to think you did. I'd have to find out and see. I don't see that anywhere. I was looking for it.
And
it's very cool.
Just to let everybody know, what is it called again?
It is Apple Music. And it's, you get it with the latest iOS update, so if you update, you'll get it. And it's well worth it. I mean, even if you don't want to do the membership, they're giving a three-month free membership right now. And then after that's up, you could cancel it, and you still get all the stuff. You still get Beats One Radio. You still get that all for free. It's just you can't save. So any of the songs that you like, you can't save and download them to your library. That's the biggest. Okay, well, if you don't want to, then you don't want to. If you just want to listen to the radio station, fine. If you want to have it for, say, you're going camping and you know you're not going to be anywhere where you can actually listen to, you don't get a cellular connection, well, then, you know, you can save a lot of the music you like and listen to it offline.
See, I like that, though. And I don't think it's fair enough to the artists. If people were able to just download music, so, I mean, that you like, I mean, if you really like it, give credit to the artist, show your support, download the music by purchasing it, and there you go.
So now moving on, I believe I mentioned this earlier, talking about Apple Music, but if you're not an Apple fan, I know there may be one or two of you out there in the world. But if you're not an Apple fan, you don't want to update your iOS device, or you just want something different, one of the ones that I actually used and gravitated towards was called Songza. That's Songza. And you can find that at songza.com. It is available on Google Play, Amazon App Store, and the iTunes Store, and they have a web page. And with that, you can actually go through, and it has, or you can, when you first pull it up, it tells you what type of mood you're in, whether you're in a retro mood or you're mowing the lawn or you're having a pool party. And then you go in and, okay, well, if you're having a pool party, well, these are, you know, there's like eight selections of that you can go in and pick. Well, you know, which ones do I want to do? You know, do I want to play 90s beach music? And you pick that, and then you get three selections from there of different types. And it really kind of curates the music to your taste. And you can listen to it by genres, moods, activities, and decades. And I gravitate to that one. Before Beats One, this is the one that I used daily. When I came into work, it's, okay, well, what's my mood today? I want to, you know, office appropriate music, then you click that. I want to listen to a, you know, some good old electronic music, and going to click on that. You don't want to listen to 90s rock, or then you listen to that. So it curates it a little bit better, I think, than the Pandora. I got kind of sick of Pandora. I tried making stations. It was good for when I used it, but after I noticed some of the other ones and found some of the other ones, it's the one I kind of gravitated to, because you can, you know, pick your mood, tell the songs you like. You know, it's just like that from Pandora, but it actually is, you know, filtered and made to your mood and the mood that you're in currently, instead of, you know, just taking I like this band. Hey, I want to start this station. So it's pretty cool. Have you ever heard of songs of Cap?
No, but I'm liking this mood stuff. Spacey. Oh, I'm feeling spacey today. Okay, and here's another one. Trippy. I've got to play those. Trippy. That is a good one. And then here we go. Seductive. Oh, yeah. What do we have on Seductive here today? Romantic singers and songwriters. This is good. And, I mean, they have a different variety of them from, you know, different eras and so forth. This is really, really good. I like this. Well, the only thing is I don't see one that says arguing with the spouse. Which one?
It's called angry.
Oh, here we go. Angry. There we go. Aggressive. Aggressive. That's good. I like these. These are really neat. I mean, it's almost like a mood ring for music.
It is a mood ring music. Exactly.
There you go. I like this a lot. Now, which one, Josh, if you're talking about moods, do you normally listen to in the office?
Well, I actually do activities more, and it's usually getting pumped up.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's see. Activities here. What do we have? We have, barbecuing. Okay. That's a good one. Do you do that when you were barbecuing at the 4th of July?
Well, we did listen to songs. We listened to Beats 1 because it was the first weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'll go in. Let's see. Sign in real quick and... I just had to refresh my PC because, you know, we had that discussion about viruses, you know, the other week, and
yes.
nobody's immune to them, and I'll be the first one to admit that because I downloaded one, and I had to refresh my PC.
There you go. I like this. Having fun in the sun, the activity having fun in the sun. That one would have been for me while I was on vacation in Virginia just last week. That one would have been perfect for me. There's some really good ones here. I like this a lot. I'm definitely going to try this.
Looking at my favorites, I have, 90s alternative rock, 90s mm-hmm. dance crossover, classic West Coast rap. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Euro dance workout, Plur at 90s rave, Neo 80s electro. I kind of like the Neo's 80s electro genre that's been going around now. Let's see. Trance workout. So it's a lot. I mean, it's all over. It's my music tastes are like so vast that I can listen to anything. I mean, I grew up on country. I like mm-hmm. rock. My first CD was Metallica, Ride the Lightning. I went through my hip hop stage in high school. It's of course classic West Coast rap is what, you know, what happened when, you know, I was high school. So it's my tastes are like differ in or massive and vast. And
I have to agree. I'm the same exact way. I have I grew up on country as well, and then I kind of played the turnaround rebel type teenager, and I ended up I absolutely loved in my younger years. I absolutely loved Def Leppard. That was my favorite group. And I
could see you rocking out some Def Leppard.
Oh, my gosh. I just love them. Def Leppard was the rock band of my all time. If you've never listened to Def Leppard, you really have to. They're just awesome. I'm diverse as well. I like Taylor Swift. Yes, I listened to New Kids on the Block. I know my husband.
I didn't listen to them. I skated to them, but I didn't.
but I'm the same way. I'm really my music. It's diverse. You know, it's there's so many different things that I can enjoy. And sometimes I like, you know, like the medieval type, Lorena McKennitt and Enya. I mean, some of their music is just absolutely wonderful, too. It depends on the mood I'm in, too. Like, if I'm gaming World of Warcraft or Skyrim or something like that, I want to play, you know, Lorena McKennitt. So there's different types.
Mood
types
music.
Of music that I'm in. Yeah, exactly. And you know what's funny is the video games really bring that nostalgia back when you listen to them. So, for instance, when I played Star Wars Galaxies, there was certain music that I listened to playing Star Wars Galaxies. And now every time I hear that music, I think of Star Wars Galaxies. Or every time, you know, you're playing World of Warcraft and you hear something from World of Warcraft in that. Or, I mean, it's music is so diverse, and I love this on songs with moods and activities because it really makes it so much easier for us to kind of put that together with our emotions together with the music. So thanks, Josh, so much. I did not know about this.
It's one of those, you know, it fits. It's a website that really captured the essence of music, I believe, because music is about mood. It can put you in a mood. It can break a mood. It can change a mood. It can do everything. So it's a pretty cool way they did it.
And look, they have it broken down by decades as well. I mean, we're talking 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, there are some 60s or 50s and 60s songs that I enjoy as well. In fact, the other day I was sitting in the car and we were traveling back from Virginia, I was messing around with my music apps on my phone, and because I wanted to listen to it in the car, and I had them separated, you know, by old classics and by my wake up and get moving, my exercise, you know, things like that. And I even said to my husband, I said, you know, tell me some of the songs I can't remember that we used to enjoy when we were in high school, when we were dating in high school. It was just, you know, one of those things that, you know, I'm human too. I don't remember every single song that we listen to. I mean, some women are like, what? You don't remember that? That was our first song we kissed to. Oh, come on. I don't remember those things. So, you know, I'm just like, do you remember what music we were listening to when we were in high school?
There was,
you know,
music playing when we kissed? Oh, okay. I don't remember that. Baby, all I heard was trumpet blasts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I was watching Star Wars at the time. Oh, man. Well, you know what? I love this, Josh. We're going to have to put this up on Facebook. It's called Songza, and I'm really into this now because I love the way that they divided this into moods. And, wow, Josh, this is great. Thank you so much for letting us know about this.
Oh, anytime.
Well, that's it from the Geek Parent Radio. Thank you for allowing us into your homes or your office this evening. Links, photos, and more information on anything we discussed tonight can be found from our website at thegeekparent.com or Facebook.
Wow. Tonight went fast, Kat. You guys, you can also keep updated with our discussions, upcoming guests, and future topics on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Just visit our website and click the social media link.
And enjoy the rest of your week. We look forward to talking to you again right here every Thursday evenings at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. See you next week. Same geek time, same geek channel.